Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
Today in Overtime, we're going to talk about how to get along with people you don't like at work, and we know what happens. There's always people you don't like.
Yeah. So I was thinking about this from a number of perspectives, because there can be numerous reasons why you don't like someone, and so I think it's hard to just do a broad sweep of how to get along with people you don't like at work. I think one of the things probably, at least for me, that's been helpful is when someone really gets under my skin, I actually like to take an inventory about what is it about this person that I'm reacting to, you know, and that often will help because let's say they're a big self-promoter and I'm not comfortable doing that. Or let's say they brag about things that I don't think they earned, or let's say they are, I don't know, a jealous person who doesn't give other people credit. Once I'm clear about what the essence of what bothers me is, I can also look at, okay, are there parts of me that tend towards this as well? And if I are there other parts of this person that I could be interested in besides what bugs me?
I think that's really true, that the first thing you should look at is, you know, is it you? Are you really the problem, not the person? What is it that pisses you off about this person? But I think that sometimes we don't like also the lazy person, the person that doesn't do their job. And that, you know, can also be a problem. Because nobody likes that about the person. But there's many things that we do when we don't like someone at work. And this is, here's the important thing is don't badmouth this person, because the temptation is very, very strong to badmouth them, to make fun of them, gossip about them, you know, go to everybody. Did you see what this is the latest? You see what's going on here? And that makes you look like the problem. So if you can detach from it and not take their behavior personally, then others will see who's the real problem. So that's not an easy thing to do.
No.
Because sometimes everybody doesn't like that person and, you know, we stir the pot.
Well, also, I think that sometimes people exhibit behaviors that we say of ourselves, I would never do that. And because it's hard to imagine yourself doing it, then you have a super judgment about that person doing it. So I think, to your point, the detaching is just accepting, like, okay, maybe this person is designed significantly different from the way I'm designed. And so I just have to accept that this is who they are. To some degree.
And just focus on the job. Focus on why you're really there. You know, I like to look at the person who does get along with them and see how they do it and what it is that they're, how do they do it? Like, and it's usually something very interesting, that they either don't let things bother them, they let it roll off their back, and they don't take it personally. So it's always good to watch that if there is anybody that likes them. But the most important thing, because you have to get along with everyone at work. If you are somebody that has enemies or can't get along, you're the problem. You become the problem. I'm not saying that everybody else is an angel and is perfect at what they do, but you have to try your best to get along. You're not married to them. It's not your family. You don't have to go home with them. But while you're at work, you're there to do your job. And that means that you have to be unified and you have to work together.
So one thing I was thinking about is, I think what often happens is you unconsciously end up in a power struggle with the people you don't like, because either you want them to be different from who they are, or you want to beat them at their own game.
That's right. So you'll gaslight. You'll leave information out. You'll leave them off the invite list.
And, or you'll try to prove them wrong. If it's someone who always has to be right, you'll find yourself caught in some crazy argument trying to show them that you know better. one of the things that I use sometimes if someone gets under my skin is I'll actually get curious about them, mm-hmm. like just, and not in the ways that bother, I won't say like, so how is it that you're so good about lying? I don't say that, but I will get curious about, you know, who is this person separate and apart from the work roles that we're in. Mm-hmm. And that has to be done. I don't do that in front of anyone else. I would have, it's a private conversation, but if they can become more human in my mind, then I can treat them more humanely.
Right.
There's this old saying, don't judge people because they're on their own journey.
Yeah.
You don't know what that journey is. And yeah. I think that's also very true that I think, you know, look, it's very hard to go to work every day and your life not to show on you.
Right.
Mm. So you may be sad. Mm-hmm. You know, some people come to work depressed or they're unhappy. And, you know, that's not for you to judge.
No.
What, you know, there may be many things going on in their family or in their life, the life they were dealt. That you don't know about, and you don't need to really.
Right.
Right.
So I know it's that this is all easy to say, not easy to do, but all of our books are very, very helpful
with this.
Yeah. I mean, all of them, especially Working With You Is Killing Me, it really talks about how to get along with anybody. And there's all kinds of people that are going to trigger you and piss you off. There's your fatal attraction. But in the workplace, it's important that you don't look like the problem.
Right. Right. Well, and we spend the first part telling people how to unhook. So in a way, how to deactivate your own reactions to someone who drives you crazy.
And again, if you back off and you don't look like the problem, this person, management will see.
Yeah.
Okay, this person really has got to go.
Right. You know, it's interesting. I recently had this in a situation where the person I was with was just obviously ticked off, and I actually later found out that a relationship in his life had been severely changed suddenly. So, but you know, stomping around and pissing off and really mad and, you know, cursing and la la la. And typically I would just be like, cut it out. What is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. But I tried to do just more of a Tai Chi thing where we, you know, I let him stomp and curse and do whatever. Yeah. And then I said, okay, so now do you want to go and, you know, attend to this issue? And I don't usually do that, honestly, but this actually worked a lot better than I thought it would. Mm-hmm. So sometimes giving people room, I guess, is what
giving them space.
It's having compassion. That someone is having a difficult time, which is sometimes hard in the workplace.
Sure is.
But it's very hard to give people that kind of room.
Yeah.
But you will be the more of the adult in the room. You'll be, you know, you will be the role model.
Right.
If you can not get tied in to that.
Mm-hmm. Logan, I wanted to ask, what are your techniques for dealing with people you don't like?
You know, I find at work, there's always at least one thing.
One redeeming feature.
One thing that you may have in common with that person. And even if it's just one, that's fine.
Yeah.
Whether it's the same sports team that you like. Maybe you both like animals. Maybe you both like a certain TV show or a movie or, you know, maybe this person likes a certain food that you like. You know, there's one common thing that you can at least have that as a foundation and get along with that aspect.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. I think that's right. You can connect with...
That goes back to the common ground. Right?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. There's always one thing. Some research and finding what that is. Maybe they'll become more tolerable to you.
It also may be something about the workspace, because I'm just thinking about we have this crazy elevator, our crazy elevator that is... You know, it runs so slowly, it often breaks down, it has the sound of a fan, but emits no air.
No fan.
No. I've bonded with so many people over that elevator.
It is a common conversation.
Yeah.
Because we're on the top floor, so there really shouldn't be anyone in it if they're not getting off.
Right.
But yet there's frequently people on it, and I say to them the same thing, oh, you took the ride because you'd never know when it's going to stop at your floor. And they said... Exactly. It was worth traveling up in order to be sure that I'm going to get down.
Yeah.
So it is definitely a conversation starter. Or a crazy elevator. And it's true. Yeah. Everybody ends up laughing. And,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's important not to go negative. That's really the thing with the person you don't like.
Okay, so there's another point, because you're talking about finding the common ground, finding the one thing you can appreciate about them. Maybe also is trying to find the humor between the two of you, or find some aspects of humor that you can share. Because I think humor is definitely a bonder, you know, something that helps us bond, and also something that lightens things up when it gets tense. So just another thought.
Yeah.
The last thing actually I'm going to say, which will sound strange, but I think one of the things that's important, especially if you're the kind of person who you think you like everyone, or you think you should always be nice, or you think whatever, you're the outstanding citizen. I think it's important to admit when you don't like someone.
To who?
To yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, yeah.
Yeah, because you may be passive aggressively behaving in a manner that's conveying that anyway. And so it's important to just admit it first. And I find that it is that many people that I've worked with, including and myself, you know, if I can just say, okay, I just don't like this person that much, that frees me up to then say, okay, well, so if I don't like them that much, let me see what I can find that I can work with. But it's not that I have to keep trying to see them in some light that I don't feel, that isn't true for me.
Right, right.
So that may sound odd, but sometimes it's almost like accepting where you are with the person is a good starting place.
Yeah, I think food, I always talk about this, free food is good. something unifying in the office, because everybody likes free food.
Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe just you can share something with that person. I don't know where I got that from. But anyway, that's it for this podcast.
That is. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime. And between now and then, we hope that you are able to enjoy a few people you don't like at work.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.